affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queens to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229-254 and 1302.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
Hey, we're Birds of Bellwoods, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.
Is a lone warrior searching for his destiny while a tribe of lost children wait for a hero. And in a world battling to survive, they meet a woman determined to rule. Hold out for Mad Max. This is his greatest adventure. Mel Gibson in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, starring Tina Turner, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Now playing at a select theater near you. Check newspapers for listings.
Look at me, I know how things are gonna be, but the way you smile. go.
Here we are.
Hey. On Christmas Day. Is it Christmas Day?
I don't know. Is it?
No. But it rhymed. So it's all that
matters. And it is very snowy today.
It's a very snowy day today. Hope you're having a good morning so far, dear listeners, because it's cold out there.
Yeah. But it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It's not Ottawa cold.
No. Thank goodness for that.
No.
But it's hot in here today.
Yeah. It's toasty.
Yeah.
I like it.
We've got a nice bevy of steamy tunes to keep you warm this morning.
Yeah. I'm excited.
That was brand new Tina Turner. Didn't think I'd have new Tina Turner on my bingo card for this week, but
yeah.
An unearthed track previously thought lost to time. Someone found it.
Yeah.
It's 40 years old. It's called Hot For You, Baby.
Hot For You, Baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're hot for you, dear listeners. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. We're live. We're at CFRC headquarters.
Carruthers Hall, down in the basement, in the cave.
Oh, yes, coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, where dreams come true.
They do.
They call it the happiest place on earth.
It is, and it's 2025.
That's
anything
right.
can happen.
Anything can happen. We got a crazy show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's lots of things and happenings. We've got a brand new track from Seth Hunt of the Backsteps coming up later. We've got new Doobie Brothers today.
Ooh.
We've got Questlove. Produced the craziest musical mashup I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
We don't usually play mashups.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear that later. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of food and comfort food news from our sponsors.
You got a lot of food. You got a lot of food from me. You're going to fatten me up.
Yeah. Our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods are really like playing their A game right now.
They are.
They thrive in winter with the comfort food.
All right.
Yeah. Also,
let's do it.
Yeah. Movie news and events. There's a pretty cool hockey game.
I actually watched a movie. We could talk about that too.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And let's get things a-moving and a-grooving. Here's a classic from the Tams. This one's called The Letter.
The Letter.
Right here.
On CFRC.
Give me a ticket on an airplane. I ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a-going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Gotta get back to my baby again. Lonely days ago, I'm a-going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket on an airplane. Take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. Get on an airplane. I ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby, she wrote me a letter. My baby, she wrote me a letter.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hey, Tom Green here with a song for all my friends in the States, eh?
I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I go outside in the driving snow and the sleet and hail. With a beer in my hand, I can drink all day and rarely end up in jail. With my hockey stick and skates on the ice since I was just 4 years old. My American friends came up to go fishing but left cause it's too cold. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, true, not strong and free. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, sea to sea to sea.
Take my poppy double double at Timmy's. No cream and sugar for me. Had chili cheese fries in the States, but I sure missed my poutine. Take a dump in a Detroit restroom, in a washroom in Windsor we whiz. Then I throw on my toque, go to the store as I eat my ketchup chips. Cause I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. Spent some time in Hollywood, then I had to leave. Now I ride my mule in Ontario, galloping through the trees. We're never gonna be the 51st state, don't care what no one says. But we welcome y'all to come fishing, we love our American friends. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian, true, no, strong and free. I'm a Canadian, I'm a Canadian. From sea to shining sea.
Yeehaw, eh?
But look, I got some cool pogs. Elf pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in pog form.
Baby, don't ask me what I say. Don't talk about it. You make my heart feel sick. Don't ask me what I say, 'cause I might tell you it was a low down trick, low down trick. I must admit it, you never told me no lie, but you told me no truth. Baby, that you can't deny. Now, girl, don't ask me what I say.
No, no,
don't talk about it.
No, no,
you make my heart feel sick.
Don't you ask me?
Well, don't you ask me what I say.
No, no,
'cause I might tell you it was a low down trick, low down trick.
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Put my face in a box. Mail them back to me. My Red Wing boots, a couple of tops. But more I want my head back again. left onto my bed, that photo book that you made, but I can't look at again. I want my heart back, I want my head back again. Well, make a scene, I'll make a fuss, I missed it. In a box, mail them back to me. My whole life was with you. Now it's over, don't you see?
Why would they make you president?
Well, maybe it's because I can recite all 50 states in a quarter of a second.
Morning, top of the morning to you.
Well done. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You went from great to okay like that.
Yeah, in a second.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of this. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
We're just okay on a cool Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to CFRC, the place to be.
We're so happy.
Since 1922.
It's a long time.
Yeah. You think they had snow events like this back in the 20s?
Perhaps.
I would assume so.
I think so.
Hope you're all staying warm out there today.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's January.
It's cold. Snow. snow's coming. It's covering up everything.
It's going to get down in temperature. If you're in Kingston, Ontario, Canada, then it's going to drop.
It's like minus 5 right now.
It's minus 5, but by the evening, it's going to drop down quite a bit more. What is that, 9 degrees Fahrenheit? I don't know Fahrenheit.
I don't know.
Where's our American friends when you need them?
I know, right?
speaking of, we had some good new tracks in that last set. First, we had a new one from Itchy and the Nits just there with Thunderbird. Before that, we had a new one from Matt Berry off his new studio album. That song was called Silver Rings. People might recognize him as Laszlo Cravensworth. Father! Very good stuff. Also in there, we had a classic from Manfred Mann with Don't Ask Me What I Say. A brand new one from Tom Green, Canada's favorite son, Tom Green.
Yeah.
Put out I'm a Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't want to be the 51st state, but you're all welcome to come up here and come fishing.
Yeah, put on a hockey jersey.
What the heck, yeah. And we opened up with the Tams and the Letter. A lot of the songs about heartbreak leading up to Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Is that why your mood dropped like a stone suddenly?
No. I'll tell you what happened.
All right.
Since we're talking about our lives, right?
Yes, that is what we do this segment. Yeah.
So we talk about our lives. Okay. So this morning, I'm like, okay, I usually put my alarm on, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5:50.
My goodness.
5:30.
Really?
Yeah. It's just got to keep ringing until I'm like, okay, I can get up. And so I'm up. All right. Okay. I'm doing the thing.
Yeah.
And then I just feel really woozy. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. And so I'm like, I gotta sit down. And I'm thinking, I gotta tell Jeffrey I can't come.
Oh no.
Just like really dizzy. And I just like threw up in my lap.
Cool. Like today?
Just yes.
No kidding.
Yes. Just uh-oh. Like, ugh. It's like, but when you feel sick and you throw up, but then you feel better afterwards.
It's
just kind of a relief.
So was it like a hard partying night for you last night?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Going down
to
the Royal and getting juiced up?
To the Royal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I'll take you there one day.
Yeah?
Oh, it's good. Yeah. You were talking about going to these fancy schmancy shows at the Isabel. Let's show you the Royal Tavern.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get on the other end.
I don't think I've been there.
It's fun. It's good.
Is this fun?
But you're feeling better?
I'm feeling better.
Good
so,
Lord.
Like, you just
get in the quarantine booth. Why are you sitting next to me?
I don't think I'm actually sick.
All right, we'll figure this out, I guess.
I don't think I'm sick.
If I get sick.
Maybe I took the intermittent fasting to the extreme. Maybe that's what I did.
Maybe. If I get sick in the next couple days, though.
You're going to blame me?
I'm going to send you pictures.
Yeah.
I'm going to post them on my Instagram
on
and
your
blame
Instagram?
You. You're going to be publicly shamed.
Oh, no.
So we'll see, I guess.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit better now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, stay healthy out there, Kingston.
Yeah.
Get a lot of sleep. It's hard to sleep. I don't know if you live downtown or not, but there was a snow plow going by the other night, and he was just scraping the pavement at like 4 a.m, and you could just hear it bouncing down.
Yeah,
like,
but you've told me in the past, as in last week, that you don't sleep the night before Wednesday.
It's tough.
Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
You're too excited.
I get very excited.
Yeah,
I get all jazzed up. I'm really excited to come in and entertain people.
Yes. I think I'm the same too.
Yeah.
I can't really sleep.
I mean, we've been doing this for ages now. You think we'd be used to it, but I think it's just...
I know, but it's just so much fun.
I think it's a good reflex because it just means that our body's telling us, like, this is important. You guys got to stay up all night and panic about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just get really excited about it. I kind of do a mental, what's the word?
Gymnastics?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to say?
Ah, fair.
You know?
Just wing it. We got nothing going on. Yeah.
We do wing it.
Wait till people find out that you're not a real person and you're just an AI app on my phone.
Oh my goodness.
Called Sim1.
Sim1?
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And if you're just tuning in, you got us here until 10 a.m. spinning the wheels of steel. Next break, we're going to talk about food from our glorious sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Mm-hmm. So that's all we're going to talk about in our lives? Nothing about in your life?
There's nothing going on in my life.
You don't know what else I did?
It's the dead of winter. What else did you do?
I had my second tennis lesson.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're gonna be Zendaya in Challengers in no time.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like a Sampras or like an Agassi or
do you
like
make
a,
noises when you play? Do you grunt?
Actually, I do.
Yeah, eh?
I actually do.
Nice.
Because it seems to just add to it.
Yeah.
You know when I'm because I've he's my coach Kamesh was teaching me how to serve.
Oh yeah.
So the placement is very important, right, in the air.
Right.
And I just go You really do. I feel like a superstar. It's great.
I do that too.
Yeah.
When I'm playing solitaire.
Do you?
My neighbors in the next apartment over are a little worried.
Oh, what's going on over there?
Exactly. I'm like, I'm playing cards. Leave me alone. Don't call the cops. But
so
that's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah,
excellent.
It's fun.
So when's your first tournament?
Well, I don't have the tournament quite yet.
Yeah.
I'm still, on my journey, on my tennis journey.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So can you get us one of those tennis ball launching machines? Like, can you cozy up to your...
I wonder. I think they should get that at Kingston Racquet Center.
They don't have one?
They don't. You got to pick them up, and you got to help your coach pick them up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You can rent them somewhere?
Like a
tennis
machine?
Ball launching machine?
I have no idea. It's not
out.
Something I looked into.
This could be fun.
Yeah.
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 I'm not thinking about it for tennis at all.
No, just like just shooting at people.
Yeah.
Destruction and mayhem.
You like have it in here, and then when someone comes in the door, you lift the sheet like you're unveiling a cannon.
And just shoot them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if it doesn't mess up the machine, you dip the tennis balls in paint before you shoot them.
Oh my goodness.
Things are percolating here, people.
Yes, they are.
You're onto it. All right. More on that later.
Okay.
We better get back to the tunes.
Okay, let's get back to the tunes.
Excellent. Here's a brand new one from the McCharmleys. This one's called You'll Be Fine with me, the nerd.
And Simone the Moan.
On
CFRC 101.9.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about your super intelligence?
When I had that, there was too much pressure to use it. All I want out of life is to be a monkey of moderate intelligence who wears a suit. That's why I've decided to transfer to business school.
No!
Long as we're together, it'll last.
Walk on, somebody that you're there for, right or wrong. I know everybody's welcome. I believe we all belong. Walk this road with me. Hey,
as long as we're together, it'll always feel like home.
Oh yeah, what will be will be. The past has come and gone.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Like I know what a JPEG is, I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
talking about the same old things, sipping on the same old drinks. My go-to, my typical, my end of the week. But baby, you know what sounds better to me. I wanna waste the weekend on each other like it's all the weekend, doing all we wanna do. All night we are loving like it'd be a waste of the weekend if I'm not wasting it with you. If I'm not wasting it with you. We could drive through the night to the beach just to wake up somewhere new, or we can lay low.
And you know what it is? I didn't even realize. This band we're listening to, Smell a Ship from Ottawa.
Yeah.
The bass player, if you ever watch him, he does what he calls bass face, which is that where he like scrunches his face
up. Yeah, when you're just feeling just into the music.
You pucker your lips and you close your eyes and you just get into it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just had that there.
Bass face.
Yeah.
Awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I hope you're all having a good bass facey kind of morning.
Yes.
You know, we got to find the little rays of joy.
We do.
Because it's
just
cold.
Enjoy life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, enjoy winter. Like, it's cold, it's January, there's no end in sight, but you just got to embrace it, you know?
Embrace it. And I would highly recommend just getting out in it.
Yes, that's the best way to
getting out into it, like do something a little bit new. Couple of years back, I tried running outside.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Once you're out there,
your body warms up, you don't feel it. And honestly, that's that cold blast on your face.
It's nice.
It's very invigorating for your whole body, and it's good for your mind
Absolutely.
And your soul, you know. So highly recommend doing something to kind of move around or skating. Like I'm still.
There's a pair of skates in the lounge I saw.
Let's see what size they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a big fan of I used to really just hate and despise winter. You know what I mean? But then I spent one winter.
You're Canadian, though.
I know, right? It's weird. But then you just spend one winter just getting out as much as possible, going for hikes, going for snowshoes, going for your.
It's fun.
It is good.
It's really fun. Yeah. Have you tried cross-country skiing?
I have. It's a little more difficult than it seems. Just it's a lot of work.
Even if it's just a slight incline, it's hard to get up there.
And so, I don't know. When I, because of my job that I work 40 hours a week, I'm always on my feet walking around. So on weekends when I want to do these things, I'd rather just go at my own pace. So I'm more of a fan of just a good trudge. You get your knee-high boots, you just get in there, and then
Have you done winter hiking?
Yeah, winter hiking's fun.
That's fun. That's really, really fun. I've enjoyed that.
Do you ever make a birch bark torch?
What's that?
All right, listeners, here's how to make some fire.
Here we go.
A jolly old fella taught me how to do this. Name a Ray, works at SAS Army Surplus.
I love that. So they're so kind. They're so nice. They fixed my Timex watch for
me.
Nice. Yeah.
You look for Ray with the salt and pepper beard if you want some good outdoorsy tips.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, I like that. So he taught me how to do this. Birch bark is very flammable, but it doesn't burn up really quickly. It lasts for a while. So what you do is you take a good branch, a good stick. I know that's all over the internet these days. Guys looking for the perfect stick.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen these memes or not. But anyways, you take a stick and you take a hatch ditch it, and you split the top of it just a, you know, a few inches down from the top, and then you take birch bark. You can peel it off of trees if you have like a little knife, and you peel it off, and then you fold it over top of each other a bunch of times so it's nice and layered, and you wedge that layer into the stick that you've made that wedge in, right?
Yeah.
Now you've got your torch. And you just light up the birch bark, and it stays lit and on fire for a good while.
It's a torch?
It's a legit torch. So we only ever used it once when the forest was wet, it had just rained, there was snow everywhere, so we weren't worried about...
Okay, was it like a California situation?
No, God, no.
Okay, you gotta
be careful with these things, because it is like open flame. And then the cool and also kind of dangerous thing was that we were doing this at night, which is cool. And then when we look behind you, little bits of it would kind of fleck off land in the snow, but they'd still be lit.
So you did this in the wintertime.
Yeah. So you'd look behind you, and like the trail you were just at would be kind of weirdly glowed and illuminated snaking through
the
trees.
Very cool. So when are you doing this again?
I don't know. Again, it's like dependent on the weather, because like you don't want to start a forest fire.
Right. So but it's wintertime. It's like cold and wet a little bit.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, we're looking at some rain action on Sunday. So maybe
that'd
Monday.
Be cool. Take me with you. That'd be cool.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, that's how you make a birch bark torch.
Oh, a torch.
Education. House of Learned Doctors here
you
on
are.
CFRC,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness. So much information.
We are a university campus, so we do have to learn some things. We're going to learn some things about food today.
Oh, yes. That's right.
It's all about comfort food this time of year.
It is.
It's all about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
You lose, Simone. Old Farm Fine Foods. Downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. And if you or someone you know don't feel like getting downtown in this weather, you know, maybe the sidewalks are a little icy, maybe you don't walk so well, maybe you're older, but you still want to get that sweet, sweet grub.
Yes.
Old Farm is doing grocery deliveries, home grocery deliveries.
You guys do it all.
Do it all.
You do it all.
That's right.
You're doing the most.
You can call up Old Farm at 613-546-3276, or you can email us at oldfarm204barry@gmail.com. Barry spelled like the street.
B-A-R-R-I-E.
Yes.
Right?
Not like Barry, the show with Bill Hader. Yeah.
Okay, not that.
Yeah, so right now, Old Farm's doing it once a week, but they're trying to expand to more depending on how many people want to sign up. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is if you email Old Farm will email you back once a week a full list, a full spreadsheet of everything available in the store. Everything updated, too. So then the idea is that you check off what you want. And I think it's an Excel spreadsheet even, so it even will just calculate what your total is as you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you send that back. We put it together. We work out your payment. You can do it over the phone. A lot of people do that. You can do an e-transfer. A lot of people do that. And then Jolly Old Jeff will drive over to your place.
Jolly Old Jeff is coming to
you. So if you don't want me to know where you live, then maybe not. But it works out really well. A lot of people do it. We've got a good crew every week that we do it. And this time of year, again, a lot of elderly folks aren't super jazzed about walking around on the sidewalks.
Exactly.
So just let old Jeff, the nerd, bring you some pasta.
That's wonderful.
Bring you a steak.
Some pasta, some steak.
Yeah, maybe a porcini panini.
Yes, like you brought today.
Yeah, you're enjoying the good stuff today.
Yeah, it's delicious. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You're pulling out all the stops for a Simone the Moan.
Oh.
Today.
It's not me. I didn't make it. It's Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. It's delicious. And you make it. What is it called? Focaccia?
Focaccia.
Focaccia.
House-made focaccia.
You guys make it with your hands.
Oh, it's delicious. It's really
just high quality.
It's one of those sandwiches that it's meant for the panini press, but the focaccia is so light and fluffy that it's good without it either.
Yeah.
Like, it's really delicious.
So good.
Stuffed pork roast. Oh, so good. So many good things at Old Farm. This is like a time of year where Old Farm shines because it is comfort food season.
Yeah, and soup season too,
soup
right?
Soup season, yeah. I have been prioritizing soup a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to make some soup today.
Yeah, totally. Get down to Old Farm, see what kind of soup they got.
Yeah, I think it will.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, it's funny because I work at Old Farm, so I get a lot of healthy food from there.
So you do. That's why you're so fit.
I guess so. But then when people see me at the regular supermarket, they think I'm some sort of monster because all I buy at other supermarkets are like junk food. Because Old Farm doesn't have
you
like...
You think people are judging you when you have all your food
always?
On the conveyor belt?
I'm too handsome. They're always looking for ways to tear me down.
I do feel a little bit of judgment sometimes.
Of
sometimes,
me? You judge me?
I don't judge you.
Oh, God.
But like when I'm in the grocery store and if I'm having a weak moment... And I gotta have the Miss Vicky's chips.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The smoked applewood ones?
No, I just regular.
Plain.
Just plain.
Jane.
I like that. Yeah. I like those. That'll I'll get if I'm having a weak moment or oatmeal raisin cookies.
Classic, yeah.
That's a classic.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But it's not as good as it could be because like there's a little bit of a metallic like aftertaste You know what I mean?
Factory made, because you're not getting the handmade cookies.
Right, the handmade cookies, like your cookies that are the, what do you call them? They've got...
You got the ginger molasses.
Okay, yes. Have I had that? Yes, I think I've had
that.
Ones. I really like that one with the chocolate chip and the cranberry and the coconut.
And the oatmeal.
And the oatmeal,
the
yeah.
Mona, the everything cookie.
The Mona. That's right. It's great for Simone the Mo. The everything Mona biscuit. Cookie.
Yes, we have an amazing cookie maker at Old Farmer named Aaron. So it's great. It's delicious. So get down there and get
nothing,
some cookies.
Nothing can compare.
Yeah.
It's great.
Amazing. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting hungry now.
Are you?
Yeah, we got to get some chocolate zucchini loaf from Old Farm in the other room. So
that I've never heard of either. That's a new one. Chocolate zucchini.
Yeah, it's a great way to sneak a vegetable serving in because you don't even taste the zucchini. It just fills out the chocolate like a brownie kind of thing. It's very nice. I think you're going to like it. We're going to get back to the tunes, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention this next track. I don't normally play mashups on this show. You know, when people edit together two songs that sound similar to make one song that sounds wicked?
No, I've never heard of that.
It was an internet trend for a while. You know, you take like Rick James with one of his songs and Rolling Stones with one of their songs and you put them together. And if they had like matching beats and matching rhythms, it would really work out really well.
Okay.
And so I don't play it too often because there aren't that many good ones. However, Simone.
However?
This week, Saturday Night Live aired on Monday night on NBC a 3-hour special about 50 years of music on SNL. It was incredible. I watched the whole thing front to back. I highly recommend you try and track it down. But the opening, the 7.5-minute opening, edited by The Roots, Questlove himself.
Questlove
said that he watched every single episode of Saturday Night Live from all 50 seasons to watch all the musical acts. And him and his other two editors spent 2.5 months putting this together.
2.5 months. And, talk about dedication.
It's a mind blower. I watched it on Monday night. And again, my neighbors next door probably think I'm weird because I was like, it's so good.
They only think you're weird now?
Touché.
Okay, cool.
So, if you're listening, obviously, this is all a compilation of like live performances from SNL. So, listeners, you obviously can't see what we're going to see on the video, but try and pick out some of these
some
hits.
Stuff that sounds familiar.
Some of these mind-blowing mashups.
Yeah,
when he matches up Cher with Hanson, oh my God, my jaw dropped.
Hanson.
Oh my God.
You got it.
Yeah. So let's get to it. You ready? You ready, Simone?
I will come to you. I will come to you.
I don't even need to play. You can just do it yourself. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And let's do it. This is Questlove's Ladies and Gentlemen mashup.
All right, let's do it.
Seconds, Phil. John Swain. Say it. Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Saturday. New York.
Jolt of electricity.
Iconic.
Musical history. Game changing for a network show.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Excitement. Energy.
Adrenaline.
Live.
Absolutely f***ing terrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday.
I'm on SNL and you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
We're ready for this.
Are you ready for this?
Three, four.
It's getting hot, so hot, so take off all your clothes.
Oh, bring it down.
Oh,
bring it down.
Oh,
bring it down.
Oh,
bring it down.
Oh,
bring it down.
Oh,
bring it down.
Oh,
bring it down.
Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring it down. Oh, bring
Same as being on any other TV show.
Something about the vibe.
Like a school of music.
SNL is about making moments
in time.
Whether they're new or they're legendary.
It's fertile ground for an artist to really express themselves.
They was bold enough to say, yo, put the hip hoppers on. Let the punk guys come on. That's the beautiful thing.
There's a reason why it's lasted 50 years.
All from New York and all live.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Rolling
Frank
Zappa.
Once again, The Clash.
Lady Gaga.
Now here's Prince.
Nirvana.
One Direction.
Foo Fighters.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift.
Nothing from nothing, bitch. Nothing.
You gotta have something.
Dancing around the
kitchen. If you wanna be with me.
I remember when we come on the air, we're following Watergate, the last helicopter out of Vietnam. The city is broke. The church is being questioned. And so everything seemed to be, if not crumbling, at least open to question. that kind of moment in time, we just came on and did a show that we'd want to see. And music was a big part of that.
Red rubber ball. Maybe I'm wasting time.